Hey everyone, how you doing? Corey's Type here. This is my first podcast on SoundCloud, and today's topic we're going to talk about film school versus no film school. Obviously, this has been a topic that has been covered a lot in the past 10 years or so. So here's kind of my quick perspective on it. I want to make this first one short and sweet. I went to film school back over 13 years ago now, close to 14 years ago. And in those days, internet was still young. You had MySpace kind of somewhat coming up, not as popular as it is today, like Facebook is and stuff. So cold calling was still the big thing. It kind of still is today, except with social media, you're able to kind of somewhat break the ice a little bit more in that perspective. So film school, why film school, in my opinion, that is. Biggest thing is networking. The second part of that is going to be to get your hands on the gear, learn the basics of the gear and on-set etiquette. Those are two big things. You know, you get to learn in film school, you get to mess up, you get to figure out what's the right way, what's the wrong way, safest way to do things. Those are the big pros versus the no film school, we try to do everything online. Now, obviously, everything online, you get a lot more resources too. You're able to learn cameras more, people do reviews on it and stuff like that. There's a lot of information out there from that regard, and you can kind of save money. But then again, in a way, I think, you know, film school is kind of an option if you're able to do it, if you have the financial means to do it. I say do it because there's just certain things that you're going to learn at film school that you won't really necessarily learn online. Now, a lot of people can kind of debate it like a tennis match back and forth, but I still see the big benefits in film school is you get to learn the things. You get to learn the history. You get to learn the cameras, lights. You get to make mistakes, and that's the big key thing. If you try to teach yourself online and not go to film school, you may make a mistake in that regard, and some people may just blacklist you or not. They want to work with you anymore. So that's where kind of film school comes in, is it allows you to make mistakes. It allows you to learn your fundamentals. Not necessarily, you can still learn stuff online. Don't get me wrong. Even I look online for stuff and everything like that. You know, again, if you have the financial means, go ahead and do film school. But if you can't, at least try to go to a technical college or take two or three classes, you know, and really kind of get the feel as far as what it's like to be on set, what set etiquette is, what set protocol is. That way when you go on these bigger shoots, they will understand the process, understand the lines and the tiers in which you follow in that regard. That's kind of my quick input on the film school versus no film school. Hope you guys enjoy. I'm going to try to go ahead and keep on doing the SoundCloud podcast here. Hopefully you do enjoy it. This is a little bit easier for me than doing the video vlogs on YouTube. Please comment on the video. Comment on the blog. Tell me what you think. Any topics you want me to cover, please let me know. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you guys soon.